This is the beginning of our liturgical new year. I mentioned this last week, how we were finishing out the liturgical year. And today, with Advent, begins a new liturgical year. The word Advent comes from the Latin. There's the Latin verb venire. You hear a similar form of that in French and Spanish, venir, to come. But it means to come, and then we tack the preposition ad to the front of it, and it means a coming towards, right? So Advent, advenire, coming towards. God is coming towards us. And we hear about this sense of coming in all three readings and even the psalm, right? In that first reading from the prophecy of Isaiah, Isaiah calling out to the Lord, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down." Isaiah asking for God to come. In that responsorial psalm from Psalm 80, right, "Shepherd of Israel, come to save us. You who are on your throne upon the cherubim, come forth." In that second reading, St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, St. Paul says, we are awaiting the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are awaiting his coming. And then in that gospel, and now that we're in year B, with a new liturgical year, so year B is dedicated to Mark's gospel, we have from that gospel of Mark this sense that Christ says, be watchful, you do not know when the time will come. And he talks about his own return using the analogy of a man traveling abroad and coming back, and you don't know when it's going to be, when the Lord of the house is coming, he says, in the evening, at midnight, at cockcrow, at morning, may he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. So in all four of those readings, the sense of the coming of God. What's interesting is it's being used in a few different ways. That first reading and the responsorial psalm are both from the Old Testament, right? So before Christ's first coming, before he was born in Jerusalem. And so arguably that first reading and that psalm are talking about his first coming, right? That the Lord would finally come. But then obviously that can't be the case in the second reading and in the gospel. Those are both from the New Testament. Christ had already come once. So those cannot be talking about the first coming of Christ when he was born in Bethlehem. They must be talking about the second coming. And as Christians, right, we believe that Jesus Christ is going to come again. We say that in our creed. That at the end of the world, God, that Jesus Christ, fully God, fully man, is going to come again and judge the living and the dead, right? It's what we say in our creed. And yet, in Advent, we have this focus on both of these two comings of Christ, right? At the end of the Advent season, as we prepare to enter into the Christmas season, the focus is really on that first coming of Christ at Bethlehem, when he was born in humility, in weakness. Right? And yet, at the end of ordinary time and now at the beginning of Advent, there's more of a focus on Christ's second coming at the end of the world in power and in glory. What's interesting is there's actually a third coming as well, though, and I always like to point this out during Advent. There's a third coming. Theologians have often called this a middle coming. So again, remember the word Advent means a coming of Christ. And we talked about that first coming in Bethlehem, the second coming at the end of the world. We hear about that first coming in the first reading in the psalm, and the second coming in the second reading in the gospel. But there's this third coming, this middle coming of Christ, and it happens between the two. It happens now, that Christ is coming to meet us now, every single day when we go to prayer. When we go to Mass, Christ comes to meet us. For those of us who are Catholic and who are practicing and who are disposed to receive communion, Christ is going to come to meet us in a very intimate physical way when we receive his own body into ours in Holy Communion. Right? Christ tells us, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them. Christ is in the word proclaimed. So Christ comes to meet us constantly. And this is that middle coming. It's after the first coming, after he came in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, and it's before the second coming, which we don't know when that's going to be. And something I always like to point out, that I always like to remind ourselves and remind me, we don't know when that second coming is going to be. Christ himself has said that he doesn't even know, right? He says only the Father knows when the world's going to end, when that second coming is going to be. The parousia, the eschaton, the apocalypse, all these different words for it. The end of the world, we don't know when that second coming is going to be. It could be in a few minutes, right? It could be in 5 billion years. We have no idea. We have no reason to think it's going to be one or the other. We have no scriptural reason. We have no theological reason. We have no reason to believe that we're going to have more time. And so what does Christ himself tell us in that gospel? Just to come back to the gospel real quick. What does Christ say? He say, may he not come suddenly and find you sleeping. May Christ's second coming not catch us off guard. The question could be asked, well, how do I make sure that Christ's second coming doesn't catch me off guard? If we have no idea when it's going to be, how can I possibly make sure? And that's what Jesus says today. He says, be watchful, be alert. Be attentive to that middle coming that's happening now every single day. Be attentive to Christ's coming now so that we're not missing him when he comes now, so that when he does come again, we recognize it. We're not caught off guard. We're ready. Something I always like to tell at funerals, and it's actually quite appropriate for the Advent season. I'm going to talk more about the Advent season in just a minute, but we have no reason to think that we're going to have more time. We must always be ready. And you've heard me say this before. It's worth saying again. If there's anything you have to do to be ready, do it today. If there's anything you have to do to be ready, if there's someone you need to apologize to, if there's someone who apologized to you and you need to accept their forgiveness, maybe you've been holding a grudge and not wanting to forgive, if there's someone you have to say I love you to, do that today, brothers and sisters. Do not wait. Do not assume you're going to have more time, because we don't know that. We have no reason to believe that we're going to have more time. We always think we're going to have more time. We have no theological reason, no scriptural reason. We have no sound reason whatsoever to think we're going to have more time. So let's be alert. Let's be watchful, as Christ himself tells us in the gospel today, so that we're not missing those middle comings of Christ. Those comings of Christ now, after his first coming, before his second coming. Let's be watching and waiting now. And let me just say one last thing. Something about the Advent season. Right? This Advent season, which begins last night, today, and is only a few weeks long. The Advent season is not the Christmas season. I say again, the Advent season is not the Christmas season. The Christmas season starts on Christmas Eve with the Christmas Mass. That's when the Christmas season starts. And it goes for 40 days until February 2nd, the presentation of our Lord in the temple. Christmas season is even longer than the Advent season. Let's not fall into the trap that most people fall into. Don't want to sound too judgmental here. But let's not fall into the trap of celebrating Christmas before it's actually Christmas. Advent is a separate season. It has a separate theme to it. It has a separate whole set of songs and hymns. It is not the Christmas season. If you put up decorations, well, you probably shouldn't. Wait maybe until December 24th. If you have to put them up early, because you just have to give in to that peer pressure, that consumerism culture, if you have to do that, at least put up some like purple and pink, right? Save the golds and silvers and whites for Christmas, right? Why is it that we're in purple for Advent? When else are we in purple? Lent, the preparation season before Easter. And there's a sense of penitence to that, right? When else are we in purple? Anytime you go to confession. Why? Sense of penitence. When else are we in purple? Last rites, when you're dying. Why? Sense of penitence. Advent is meant to have a sense of penitence to it. It's not supposed to be a happy, joyful season. That's the Christmas season, which starts December 24th, the evening of December 24th. This is the Advent season. We're supposed to have a sense of penitence to it. You notice there was no Gloria at the beginning of Mass. That's intentional. The liturgy's drawn down a little bit. We're supposed to do some of those things of penance. It's not as much of a penitential season as Lent, granted. But maybe there are things we can do during the Advent season to really get and to prepare so that we can celebrate the Christmas season when it comes properly. Maybe it means spending more time in prayer. Maybe it means coming to daily mass, right? Little plug for daily mass, Monday through Friday, 11:15, it's over in less than a half an hour. Maybe if you're already coming to daily mass once or twice a week, maybe you want to start coming three or four or five times a week. Maybe it means volunteering to do something in the parish. Maybe it means putting more money in the collection basket. Whatever it means, it's going to mean some of your time, some of your effort, some of your resources. But that's what Advent's about. Advent is not just jump to Christmas. Advent is a season to get ready for the second coming of Christ. And yes, we look back at the first coming of Christ in the Christmas season. But it's meant to say, are we ready for Christ's second coming? Are we meeting Christ in those middle comings right now? When Christ is trying to talk to us today, in Mass, in the Scripture, in prayer, are we meeting him? Are we watching? So enough of that. I would just encourage all of us in this Advent season, let's make sure that we're paying attention, that we're watchful, as Christ himself says, so that when he comes again, as he himself says, he will not come unexpectedly and find us unprepared.